Hello, I'm Jill. Four councils refuse CCTV cache to improve security. Four Oxfordshire councils have refused to accept funding to improve CCTV in their areas, a senior police figure has claimed. Oxford City Council and South Oxfordshire, Vale of Whitehorse and Cherwell District Councils have all reportedly refused to join a new partnership created by Thames Valley's Police and Crime Commissioner. South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse Councils dispute claims they refused the offer. West Oxfordshire District Council is the only authority to join and accept the money offered by Matthew Barber's office. Earlier this year, Mr. Barber set out plans to upgrade CCTV across the county. In addition to the investment plans, which would see up-to-date equipment, longer operating hours, and a closer link with police officers on the ground, additional funding was also available to councils to assist with the transition. Following missed deadlines in June, July, and November, Oxford City, Cherwell, South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse districts have decided not to take up the additional funding and to date have declined to join the partnership, the PCC said. Oxford City Council could have received £61,562. Vale of Whitehorse was offered £44,336. South Oxon was set for £52,000. Pounds and Cherwell could have had £72,764. West Oxfordshire Council has accepted £43,760. In a last-ditch attempt to save the project, which is aimed at cutting crime and catching more criminals, the Police and Crime Commissioner has set a new final deadline of December the 19th. It will have to be accepted before then, because the systems will be up and running by April 2026. Mr. Barber said, "It is disappointing the councils have not supported these plans. They are designed to improve public safety and in the long run save councils money. I have ensured there is significant investment from the police, but without the support of the councils, we simply will not be able to go ahead. I want to see CCTV in our communities protected and improved, but I am also committed to ensuring the police have the resources they need on the ground." All councils that did not accept the money were approached for a comment. A spokeswoman for South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse said, "The councils have received a partnership proposal from TVP and the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner asking for our comments on the document, which we have done. We have received a further reply from the police on the 27th of November with further comments from them, and they asked for our response by the 5th of December. We are now considering their further points. We are still in discussions on this proposal. We have not declined anything and will continue to work with the police and will endeavour to reach a positive solution."